Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05, January the 20th, 2011. We're racing through January here. Our phones are 530-605-4567 to give us a call. And, of course, we are streaming live on KCNR1460.com. You go to the web page, you go up there and click now for on air. And you can also join our chat room, as many do, and chat with us, ask questions to our guest. And our guest today, our guest at 8 o'clock, is going to be Shasta County District Attorney Steve Carlton. We're going to have other guests on between now and then. But we're going to be talking about, of course, local issues, regional issues, and national issues, joined always by Bad Bob.
And greetings. Another beautiful morning, sky-wise.
Did you see the moon last night?
Yeah, pretty impressive.
It was. And speaking of impressive, here she is, Linda Bott.
He does a great job.
Well, how about turning her on, though?
It is. What's going on here?
Well, there we go.
Oh, you're on number four.
Oh, see what happened? People in here were doing a show yesterday. Let me switch it out. You know, I was so funny because I was listening to Dennis Miller the other day, and he went like this.
Oh, yeah. He went back and forth.
How many times are you going to lube my microphone?
And the guy says, you know, we have. It's just that you move it.
Exactly.
You move it 10 or 15 times during the show.
Exactly. But he was so funny when he said that. I just had to say, oh, my gosh, it even happens with people like Dennis Miller. Anyway, yes, it was a beautiful night last night. It was one of those harvest moons in the beginning. And then, of course, I was telling Carl, I think maybe a couple times a year, really, is it this beautiful. And it just felt like it was huge. You know, gorgeous. Anyway, today it's going to be high of 69, sunny, the forecast calls for. Mostly clear this evening with a high or a low of 43. Tomorrow we're going to have mostly sunny with a high of 68, decreasing clouds with a low of 44. And then Saturday and Sunday and Monday all call for that great Harley weather. It's sunny and fine. I want to bring along and a shout out to a new sponsor, Lumberjacks. 501 East Cypress. They've got breakfast specials Monday through Friday for, like, instance, ham and eggs. Includes hash browns, two eggs and toast for $3.99. Our chicken fried steak and eggs, hash browns. You know, we've been to Lumberjacks.
You know, it's good food.
And it's a big portion. It's a manly portion. Lumberjacks on East Cypress. Welcome to Free Fire Radio.
Lumberjacks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, welcome aboard, because I tell you what, you provide a valuable service there.
And we also have two tickets to give away today for the 39th Annual Seroptimus International of Reading's The Mardi Gras at the Reading Convention Center. That's going to be January 29th. So if you call 605-4567 right now, that's 605-4567 right now, you're going to get two tickets. Why don't you go have a blast? It's really fun. They gamble. They dance. We've gone couple years.
They gamble. There's more dancing.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And then you win tokens.
It's for a great cause, too. Yeah.
You win tokens, and you go up, and they have all kinds of fun surprises and gifts that you get to redeem your tokens for. It's the Mardi Gras. Two tickets right now we're giving to you free for Saturday, January 29th. 605-4567 is the hotline.
And we'll keep bothering you with this until somebody calls. Hey, we got to take a break here. It's Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. 16. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:12 in the morning, January the 20th. 605-4567, KCNR1460.com for chat. And people are in there. Hey, Dennis, good morning. And John, welcome home.
Hey, I got an interesting article I'd like to share with you. This came out today. Potentially blinding laser beam strikes on aircraft rose dramatically last year, federal regulators reported Wednesday. Well, it actually came out, obviously, today. It came out yesterday. The Federal Aviation Administration says 2,836 pilots reported they were targeted with lasers in 2010, nearly double of the 1,527 In 2009, seems reports are up 10 times since 2005 when federal agencies first began collecting laser reports.
When lasers are outlawed, only outlaws will have lasers.
Well, you know, if you just point a laser at a an aircraft and they find you, if they see you doing it, I mean that's a big fine. That's not like here's $25, go back to your home.
It's not a graffiti charge. This is heavy stuff.
They say
it's not like it is if you smoke marijuana, huh?
Wait a minute.
There is no fine for that.
They say that lasers can distract and harm pilots who are working to get passengers safely to their destinations.
That was like a warm-up for a band.
Anyway, I want to know if anybody knows anything about this, and you need to weigh in on this, you guys.
I tell you.
A 15-year-old boy recently burned his retina and impaired his vision from a green laser he had bought because it could pop balloons and burn paper.
So let's just stick it in my eye. I wonder how long you did that.
He had pointed the laser into a mirror, and the beam reflected into his eyes. I just
find it hard to
want to know how far up the lasers go, and if it truly is just from some kids just trying to be,
Indie guys on. Indie guys on chat room, and he says, now we need to issue permits for lasers. Okay, let's start with Ireland. Work our way back. Irish government. You know, if you remember, Ireland for years was pointed out as a place in Europe. Had huge amounts of money, had a great government, they were big in the tech, people wanted to go there and work. And then in the last couple of years have collapsed, and the Irish government is in chaos after mass cabinet resignations. The Irish Prime Minister Cowan's surprise plan to reshuffle his cabinet weeks before a general election, you might say backfired, but everybody in the cabinet said, nah, I quit. So Ireland, which used to be a very stable, the country you went to, you know, to have some, you know, some Guinness or something. But, you know, the thing is that they have had nothing but trouble. Their money, they're deep in debt. It's sad. It's sad because it used to be one of the finest places to go to look and to work. Okay, let's go to D.C. You know, jobless claims fall more than expected. So we only had 404,000 people filing for first-time unemployment benefits. Only 404,000. It's the 37,000 drop in claims, the biggest since the week that ended February 6th. Now, here is something to be looking for. There's going to be cuts in state and federal government. So the unemployment rate, the people looking for new job or looking for unemployment benefits, is going to go sky high. Now, the other thing about it is that how many people, you know, our economy is growing slow, but it's not picking up a lot of jobs. And so, you know, we've got, you know, to be under 300,000 people looking or starting new jobless claims is the figure we should be looking for. When we drop under 300,000, we're starting to recover pretty hard or pretty well. Jay, it's on the phones. What you got, Jay?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Jay.
Good morning.
Yeah, we only lost 400,000. Wow, it's doing so much better than we thought we were. And we've only been doing this every month for the last, 2 years?
It's
been a steady climb to, like, I think it went to 9.8 unemployment. Dropped down to 9.4.
Yeah, but those numbers are bunk.
But because so many people, how many people quit looking for jobs, et cetera, et cetera. So,
people never qualified in the first place.
Yeah, and, you know, the other thing, too, Jay, is that here we are, thinking that 404,000 is great news.
I only lost a foot and a leg, not an arm and a leg.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really getting to the point where the spin is getting really, really thin, you know?
Again, we see things where...
The spin is getting thin. That's kind of... That's a good bumper sticker.
Hope and change. How's it working so far for you?
All I got is change.
Well, no, we've got some hope now because they just repealed the Obama health care law.
And yeah, it was largely symbolic, though, but yeah, it was nice to see that somebody was paying attention out there.
Well, it is symbolic, and we'll get into that in a minute. But the point is that the Republicans ran on the platforms that, hey, we're going to repeal this if we win. And they voted to do just that. They had three Democrats switch over and vote with them, one from Oregon, one from Arkansas, and one from, I believe, South Carolina. And the bottom line, though, is that, yes, they voted for it. And as you said, it is symbolic because it's going to go to the Senate. And Harry Reid says he's not even going to let them vote on it. So the way you can maybe not let them vote on it is what, have a filibuster, something like this, you know, that Harry Reid was railing against before. It seems like if, let's just, hey, okay, it's not going to pass the Senate, let's just put everybody on record on how you vote for it.
Right.
And then the other question is what is the, you know, the country, we've got 28 states right now that have joined these lawsuits against the government over health care. The main part being it's going to cost them a lot of money and forcing people to buy insurance, forcing people into the government system, which is what it does. It's not constitutional, in my opinion. So why, you know, are they, you know, the system needs to be fixed. Now, I think the big problem is, or the big concern for people is do you want to throw it all out, start over, or take what you've got there already and just start surgically taking out parts that don't work?
Oh, I think we need to completely just purge this thing to start over. I mean, there's so many problems with this bill on so many levels. I mean, you can't possibly get rid of all the damaging effects.
You may be absolutely right. You know, they voted for things there, and you know, but you know, even the scary things that were taken out of the health care bill, is what concerns me, have all of a sudden found their way into regulations and existing laws like the Medicare and others. They just stick it in as part of it, like the death panels, you know, the so-called death panels,
right,
where doctors do talk
really
to them.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
Well, it's just where, you know, the doctors are paid to talk to their patients about end-of-life options.
Right.
And, you know, and that was taken out of the health care bill, but it was added back in into the Social Security or the Medicare plan, you know, that they have. It's smoke and mirrors here.
Well, a big thing that we need to concentrate on, frankly, is limiting the power of these czars. People should not have this kind of power without being
elected,
having the ability to vote them out.
Yeah, well, that's the same thing with committees that we have right here in all the states. Hey, we've got to take a break, Jay. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Jay. Thank you.
Yes?
I think I have you scheduled to be on my show tonight.
Was it tonight or if it was next week? I'd be happy to come.
Okay,
tonight.
We'll do it next week. I'm probably a week off. So next week, we've got Jay.
Whatever you want, Linda, I'm happy to work
this
with
you.
This
is Jay, the yellow
Thursday
cab guy, and we also like having the yellow cab guys on our side. So take care,
Jay.
Yeah,
Jay, thank you.
Have a great day, guys.
You bet. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. January the 20th, 7:25 in the morning, 605-4567.
Our lips are sealed. Bob says far from it. Beautiful day right now, currently 52 degrees, 7:25 in the morning. Like Carl said, you're listening to KCNR 1460. What you got there?
Well, there's a whole lot of things going on here. Yesterday, and it was announced in Bruce Ross's blog that the local Democratic office closes. That's right, the Shasta County Central Committee, Democratic Committee office, shut the headquarters over the weekend. It will no longer, this is a quote, will no longer service the Democratic community in Shasta County in the North State. You know, and then Dugan Barr, they also talked to Dugan Barr, and Dugan says it makes no sense to have an office in an off year. You know, an off year being the election year. Up here it could be an off year, it could be every year for the Democrats. And here's what I thought, well, that's funny. I mean, why wouldn't you want to have an office? And, you know, you want to use that office as a focal point to build up your forces, to consolidate, to plan and all that. Because why would you want to open up an office when the election year starts? Will you have enough time to do that? But the thing I really thought was, my friends, and sit down and hold on, is, frankly, I hate to see the Shasta County Democratic Central Committee office stop and shut down. I don't like it, and I'll tell you why. A viable democracy must have opposing points, must have opposing views. And they don't have to be the view that says, I'm going to kill you and then set you on fire. That is bad. That is not an opposing view. That is a destructive view. The view is that we have parties, and more than just two parties, but we have several parties that can talk in voices and opinions about what's going on. And when you shut one down or when one becomes weaker, it weakens, to me, it weakens our democracy. So Ray Hinneman and the people from the Central Committee have been on on our show, and we want to encourage them to keep up the good fight. Absolutely, keep up the good fight, and let's because we need you. We need the opposing viewpoint. Anyway, hey, let's go to the phones here. Okay, well, we won't. All right, the other things
hey,
that are going on.
Well, before we go to break, I just we told the caller to call back on the other end so we can really give time to a really special project that he's doing this weekend, and you probably all want to know about it. So the other thing is that, you know, we have to say farewell to Regis and Colin.
And Colin, in the same week.
Wow. So I had the great fortune of working with Regis.
Regis Philbin, you're talking
yep,
about.
Regis Philbin. I was on the
Regis and whatever, whoever his local girl is.
Well, it was Regis in L.A. before he went national. I was on his show, and then I did co-MC a couple shows with him in Seal Beach, and then he went to New York, of course, or I think they're out of New York, yeah, where he's now. He was with Kathy Lee. It's just an interesting historical thing, you know, Kathy Lee, when she was Kathy Johnson, and then she, of course, Kathy Lee Gifford, and Kathy was Kathy Lee Johnson before she married Frank, and, of course, they had their hysterical time on the air, and now it's Regis and Kelly, and I just wonder who's going to replace Regis. And now Colin, who's been...
Colin McAvoy, Channel 7.
He's been a great guy. We've enjoyed him. He's been done wonderful stuff in local theater.
We like
and
Colin.
Been supportive and fun. He's a fun guy.
He is, you know, and he's supportive of the community. You see him out in a lot of these events. And I think Colin is getting out of, from what I understand, and I could be wrong, but what I heard was that he's going back home to Southern California.
Maybe he'll give us an interview.
Well, you know what? We tried to get him on, and he said he'd love to, except his hours were during our hours, and he couldn't do that. So maybe after Sunday or after Friday, maybe we can get him on for a show, and let's talk about Colin. He's an interesting young man, and he's done, like I said, done a lot for the community, and we're going to miss him. And you know, we've had a couple of people leave from Channel 7, Orville, and now Colin. I just wonder who's going next.
Well, anyway, so we have to embrace the new people that come in. It's always like anything else; change is always interesting. And coming right up after the Fox News. Going to be listening to a guy who's really kicking it hard here in Reading. We'll see you right after these messages. Casey and our 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Casey and on the Bob. 7:34 in the morning, January the 20th. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffee, fixed the way you want it. And, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state of California. Fair prices, good prices, great people. Joe and Shelley support our community in those veteran and community events that have meant so much to keep our community going and to help other people. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hello. Okay, let's go to the phone.
Good morning.
Don.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Hey,
well,
how are
you?
We're
great.
Fine. Now, Don is a host of two shows on our station. He's got Movie Talk, which is just an exciting show about movies, everything you ever want to know about movies. But
Don is an expert, and it's a very entertaining show. It's really hitting the airwaves and catching a lot of fire.
But today, he's talking about for his other radio show, but a big event he's got with his Bridal Talk.
It's exciting. We're having a bridal show on Sunday, this Sunday, the 23rd, from 1 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Senior Citizens Hall. More than 90 vendors. Oh, we're going to have tastings and cake and caterers and DJs and flowers. I could go on. A lot of interested people in it, and I'm inviting you to come on down. Get ideas for your next party.
And if you have a wedding in the future, what a great place to talk to people one-on-one.
Hey, Don, I understand you've sold your vendors out and people are lining up to be there, but what kind of vendors will be there?
Oh, we've got, like I said, DJs. We've got venues. We've got 15 venues, 12 DJs, 6 caterers, 5 florists, an assortment of other wedding-related industry presentations for the brides and grooms.
And when is it?
Prizes.
And when is it again, Don? Tell our listeners.
This is this Sunday, the 23rd, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Senior Citizens Hall on Benton Drive across from Caldwell Park.
And is there an admission fee?
It's only $5.
Okay, so $5 is like going to the mall of bridal good stuff or parties. And you can, it's like a one-stop shop. $5 gets you in the door, and you get to taste and see and meet the people, the owners of all these different vendors that can accommodate you for the best wedding that you could put on and or a spectacular party.
What's really nice is that many of the vendors are offering discounts to the bride and grooms for attending the show. And it's one of the largest shows in the North State, right here in Reading. So we've received tons of calls and people wanting to be at the show, and we'll have lots of brides and grooms. And I get excited because it's so much fun meeting with the brides and grooms, and we'll get to meet some of the listeners from Bridal Talk there.
Yeah, well, you're going to be broadcasting live, Bridal Talk, right from the bridal show.
I know. It's great. You know, Casey and I'm not just saying it because I have shows there. KCNR is such a great radio station, caring people. The listeners are responsive, and it's a great pleasure to even be on the station.
Well, Don, we enjoy having you on and your shows, and just having you come in the office brightens everybody up.
Oh, Don.
Sure fooled you, didn't I?
Well, thank you. And, you know, it's going to be a spectacular event. I'm sure many of our listeners are going to be tuning in so they can hear what's going on live if they're not already down there. Best of luck to you. I know that it's huge to put on an event like this. So thanks for bringing it to the North State.
One more time, place, and time for it.
The Bridal Guide Wedding Show, this Sunday, Senior Citizens Hall, Benton Drive, across from Caldwell Park. Lots of prizes. Get there early, and it's endorsed by the Shasta County Professional Wedding Association.
Well, that's great. Hey, Don, thank you so much for the call, and good luck on Sunday.
Thanks,
Don. Thank you very much.
Well, we're going to have to take a break, and coming up, we've got some very special guests that will be in the studio. Don't want to go anywhere. This is Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott, 7:42 in the morning, January the 20th. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567, or hop aboard the streaming train here, KCNR1460.com, as our chatters are doing. And, in fact, for people in there that are talking about the blogs, don't give up on the blogs. I just started a blog for the Record Searchlight. It's called Time Under the Helmet. I talk of veterans issues, not... It shouldn't be too controversial, though at some point I'm sure it will be by accident.
Currently, it's currently 51 degrees. It's going to be high today with 69 and sunny all week long. It's going to be mostly clear tonight with a 43. You'd want to take that fabulous walk because it is a fabulous moon glow. And the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. If you're looking to do something special over Valentine's Day weekend, or Valentine's weekend, 474-5546. They're having Candice Lavolsi out there for Sunday brunch. There'll be a 2 o'clock and a 4 o'clock seating, and from what I understand, there's just a few seats left.
Valentine's Day.
474-5546. Well, Valentine's Day falls on Monday.
Right. That's what I mean, the Valentine's Day weekend.
But this is Sunday that they're doing the brunch.
But it's February 13th.
Well, we have a couple, as promised, a couple very special guests in the studio from the Shasta County Women's Refuge. And we have Christy Hansen and Tom Coles. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you, Linda.
Great. Say it again. We got Tom here, too. We have Tom here.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah, we have to readjust that.
Warm everything up here.
Yeah, we got it. You're fine.
So this morning, we have talked, before you came on, we were talking about, you know, Thomas is works on cases, from what I understand, in the Women's Refuge. And Christy, why did you guys want to come in today? There's so much to talk. This could go on for days, all the things that are going on with the Shasta County Women's Refuge. How many things that you do to support our community and people who need your services. But what are we talking about? What would you like to start off with?
Well, obviously, we are in the fundraising mode. Saturday, February 5th, the 24th annual Shasta Women's Refuge All-You-Can-Eat Crab Feed. It is our largest fundraiser of the year. Usually get about 1,000 people there for dinner. Tickets are available, $40 each, or the coveted table for eight, which includes...
Great, indeed.
The coveted.
You get your prime real estate on the dining room floor, your reserve table, a personal server. You get four bottles of wine. You get eight wine glasses and eight crab crackers, all for the tidy price of $500.
You know, I would actually pay another $50 or $60 if I could have a crab cracker person. Right there. That would just crack the crab and throw it on my plate.
You know, Carl, anything's possible at our crab feed. If you've been there, you know anything's possible.
One of the finest crab, and I've eaten crab feeds in a lot of different places, but you all have a really, really good one.
It's an event that you go to. I've been to, since I've been in Redding, every single one. And I will say, I mean, every single one of the Shasta Women's Refuge. It is by the best crab. It is the most fun. It's a great. There's something about it that we're down in Anderson, in the Sorrow Hall.
Mm-hmm.
But I was down there that one year that it rained, and you were walking through puddles, and you still wanted to stay. You just want to stay. It's one of those fun nights that you just want to partake in the whole evening.
Even in the rain, the sun does shine in those buildings on that evening, as you're well aware.
We just had a question, and I'll let you answer this. How much are the tickets, and is it really all you can eat?
Oh, indeed, Carl. We've got the perfect recipe for 1,148 people, which would be the maximum capacity of the event. We've got 4,400 pounds of Dungeness crab coming to the crab feed. We will not run out. It is all you can eat. And in addition to that, we feature the world-famous Anderson Rotary Clam Chowder. And if you all are familiar with it, a Rotarian goes up to the Baltic Sea and brings back cod and halibut, which is then placed in that world-famous chowder. So come for the chowder and stay for the crab.
You know, I experienced your chowder in so many different ways last year.
I understand you did, Carl.
That's right. You know, it not only does it taste good, it looks good on you. It's a new tradition I started. I'm wearing my raincoat. Okay, but it's $40 a ticket. All you can eat. You've got the clam chowder and then, of course, the crab. And then there's going to be a bunch of other events going on there, too.
Oh, by all means. By all means. We have the silent and live auctions. We've got some real special surprises this year. We've got a balloon auction. We've got the welcome room, which opens at 4 o'clock. You can come on down, socialize with your friends, have a cocktail, review the items that you might want to bid on, and then, of course, the dining hall opens at 5 p.m., at which time you can go in and get your reserve table or go in as a general admission holder and look for a fine place to sit.
It's a great place to get gifts. I will tell you that last year I went crazy on the silent auction. It was so wonderful. And I saved some of those items, and I was able to, for girlfriends, special occasions and friends special occasions, I felt good about the fact that it was a donation for the Shasta Women's Refuge, and yet I still could pass that on to a girlfriend with a handmade silk purse or a scarf or a piece of jewelry that was made. And so it really is beautiful. But the crab feed, February 5th, we will be there. And also, Belongi Entertainment. Bob and Brenda do the graphics and all the wonderful audio-visual things and the sound. And it's wonderful to watch, to see what wonderful things have been donated. It's a lot of fun, you guys. We'll be there, and we've got a table, and we hope that we get to see you there, too.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we want to talk about the Women's Refuge, and what you do. I mean, you have these fundraisers. Let's talk about the important things, the end result of this money. And by the way, honey, it's not a silent auction. It's only silent. to the end. And then there's this collective groan.
When you write the check.
When you write the check. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Well, 60, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott, 7:52 in the morning, January the 20th. And this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, right there at 1345 Liberty Street, a new location, 1345 Liberty Street. However, they have the same phone number, 244-1988. It's Doug Tooley. They put in Dish Satellite. He's a local guy. He's a veteran from the 82nd Airborne. He does great work. He guarantees his work. Let me say that again. He guarantees his work. His phone number is 244-1988. We use Doug and Dish Satellite at our house, and we're very, very happy. B&T Satellite.
Welcome back to the program, Christy Hansen and Tom Coles from the Shasta County Women's Refuge. Tom, we were going to discuss with you where the funds from, like, for instance, all these fundraisers are coming up. Where are the funds? And Christy, whoever wants to weigh in here, how are the funds dispersed? Tell us what happens next.
Well, you know, I really want to thank you, first off, for having us on today. I'm not a PR person at all. Christy drugged me along here. What I do is I work with the clients right in the shelter. There's many different facets of helping the clients that we work with there at the refuge. But primarily my part that I can share with you to give you a feel of what it's like working inside the shelter is when our gals come in, we only have 30 days to help them out, 30 days to connect them to a new life. And if you think about that, it's not even 30 days because you have weekends thrown in there. So basically we've got 20 days to hook them up to resources. The resources, as everyone knows, are drying up left and right everywhere. But that's not an answer because the clients keep coming in the door. So we have to keep finding new, innovative ways to help these gals. When they come into the shelter, they don't have a half-full glass. They don't have a half-empty glass. Their glasses are shattered. 90% of the clients that I meet with day in and day out, I call them Humpty Dumpties because the pictures, the pieces are all over. They're the only ones that know what the pieces are, how to put it back together. What we do as a team there in the shelter is we work together. We're open 24/7, which means we have people there, staff there all through the day. We pick up different pieces for each one of these clients, and we all share it together as much as we can in trying to help put these guys back on a path to a new life. It's really, really hard. And to explain to you exactly how we do it with each one and where the funds go, it's not a cookie-cutter setup. It's we take each client on an individual basis, primarily because the drying up resources. For finding people housing, if you can think about that when you've left an abusive relationship. In fact, if you really want to think about an abusive relationship, it's really like getting in a helicopter, flying over a trailer park in, say, Kansas right after a tornado. Everything is wiped out around. It's an equal opportunity destroyer. It destroys everyone in your life. Probably one of the most poignant times when I'm interviewing clients is when I get to the part where I ask them, who's in your corner? Who's in your support system? And I get those blank looks. If you want to know where the money goes exactly, picture this. When the gals first come in, they're extremely disoriented. This isn't their house they're staying in. They've left their designated cozy sector. They're disoriented. They're frightened. What am I going to do? Where am I going to go? How am I going to get there? What am I going to do for my kids? Then they get fused in with extreme anger. Once the anger comes in, why am I here? Why do I have to be here? Why can't I be back at home? When they start looking at the journey ahead and how to hook up with resources when they don't have anything, then they're extremely overwhelmed. That's the part where we have to keep working with them with this extreme overwhelming and trying to help them connect up with resources. I've kind of waterfalled you here, but...
No, we understand. Is that once they come in, and this is, it could be a mother and her children.
Often is,
and it could be a man. Some people don't realize is that... that men also need help.
It's an equal opportunity destroyer.
That's
it
right.
It goes right across every race, every the yeah. whole gamut. It does yeah. it. As a male, I often get asked, how can you stand working in the place when the lady just goes back? I've had to work with that for a few years till I finally got to the point of being able to explain to people nationwide, the lady goes back 7 times. The gals that we have that come into the shelter, I think it's a little bit less, but I can't quote you exactly on that.
Yeah, how can you, I mean, that's the kind of thing is that they leave an abusive, a terrible relationship and then go back. That's just, I mean, that must be.
That's one way to look at it, but like you know, you can look at things many different ways. If you wake up in the morning and you have no resources, you have no home, you have no job, you have been taken to the cleaners financially, you have nothing, literally not a pot to whatever you want in. It's quite a journey. Sometimes it's like akin to climbing up Mount Everest for them. Sometimes, and especially now in these hard times, it looks a lot better to go back to the devil that you know than that scary unknown out there.
That's probably the best explanation I've heard. So we've got a couple minutes left. What do you want us to...
Besides the fact we are talking about the crab, we are talking about the Shasta Women's Refuge, and I would love to hear more from you, Tom. I mean, thank you so much for being on. It's like from a man's perspective, it's riveting. You're inside. You're handling the cases. There's so much psychological stuff that goes on with abuse. That would be a whole, like, week show.
Amen.
And Christy Hansen, and we're talking about the crab feed, 1,148.
Indeed.
Okay.
Good memory.
Chairs, seats for you to have all the crab you can eat. And, you know, it's all great, all you can eat and the silent auction. It's a lot of fun. But the funds go towards the Shasta Women's Refuge. That is what the fundraiser is for. So much is needed right now because of so many cuts. And we are right there for you guys.
Well, you know, and what we want to do is bring you all back for an hour show. We need to talk about this, and let's one more time go over exactly what happens there. Yeah, you know, we want to support it in any way, but I think the more people understand it. We've got 100 questions here we can't even get to because we ran out of time. But thank you, Christy and Tom, for being here from the Women's Refuge. And remember, February 5th, and you're going to be hearing it more, is the crab feed.
Doors open at 4, and that's that great silent auction that you get to see. And then, of course, there's great live auction items, all the crab you can eat, and that fabulous
Anderson Rotary Chowder.
This is Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Join us after the messages. Our guest will be Shasta District Attorney Steve Carlton.
KCNR Shasta Ready.
Fox News Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's 8:05 in the morning, January the 20th. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And, of course, we stream at KCNR1460.com. Just go to the website, pick the on-air box, click on it, and then now you can join the chat room, too. We've got a lot of people in there. Good morning, Angel and John and Jimmy and Indie Guy and
Charlie
Gator and Charlie. There's lots of you.
Going to be sunny today, and it is beautiful outside right now. Currently 51 degrees, going to be high today of 69, mostly clear this evening with that beautiful moon again with a low temperature of 43. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And for those of you who have been asking questions for the Shasta Women's Refuge people that were in earlier, we're going to dedicate a show, an hour next week, and get them in so that we can answer some of these questions that I'm sure all of us thought of while Tom was talking. And they will be back, and we can get into some really good details of why and how come and all that other stuff. But we right now have a very, very special guest in the studio with us, and we have a congratulations to say and welcome aboard our new district attorney.
Thank you.
Steve Carlton. Hey.
Thank you, Lynn. Carl.
Good morning.
Morning.
How does it feel?
And it doesn't feel much different.
Well, it's just another day, another time, but...
Well, you know, I know the difference. You've been DA here before.
Right.
What are some of the big differences you see, from the time you were DA before and in today?
Well, first of all, the physical office is incredible. I had never been in it prior to January 3rd, and I can't believe we have such an awesome place here in Shasta County. It's state of the art.
Well, that's good, though, right?
Good, yeah, right. It's very large, high-tech, way too high-tech for me, but it's certainly a very outstanding professional office.
Your district attorney before, I mean, are the types of cases different? Or have you had a chance kind of to jump in? I know you've had you hit the ground running, but are the types of cases any different? The culprits any different?
Well, I think over the years since I came in first time I was district attorney was 1981, and over the years we've seen certainly an increase in serious crime since that time. In 81, if we had a routine shooting, it was headlines on the first page. Now it's on the fourth or fifth page in a small little two-paragraph article. So there's just way more crime, serious crime, than there was back in the early 80s.
Okay, well, our guest is our new district attorney from Shasta County, Steve Carlton. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to be talking about a number of different topics that are near and dear to Steve's heart and also our community's heart. And if you have a question, 605-4567, or as you have been doing, you've been hitting us with the chat, and we're going to be asking those questions too. Carl on the bot, join us after these messages. Our 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, Carl and Linda Bott, 8/12, January the 20th.
Good morning, and welcome to KCNR 1460. As Carl said, we have a new sponsor on board, Lumberjacks, and want to tell you about a pick-a-pair lunch. You can get soup and salad combos, soup and sandwich combos, or salad and sandwich combos, $6.99 to $7.99, and that is Monday through Friday, 11 to 2. We like Lumberjacks.
Check
it out.
We like Lumberjacks. Our guest is our new district attorney, Shasta County, Steve Carlton. Even though that Steve says, well, you know what, I may be new now, but I've been there before. I've ridden this horse before. One of the things we wanted to talk about, Steve, is proposed changes that you are looking to make in the district attorney's office.
Well, structurally, I'm hopeful of changing the assistant position to a dual assistant position, and we've been working with the administrative office and the personnel office in that regard. They've been very, very helpful, and we're taking a proposal to the board next week to establish two assistants. So that's really the only structural change that we're making is with the personnel and that sort of thing.
Help me understand what you're. I mean, I think I get what you're saying. When you talk about, so in other words, it's not just Steve Carlton that would be DA. There would be Steve Carlton and.
No. The top assistant. The district attorney, then the assistant district attorney, and then deputy district attorney.
Got it. Okay.
And I'm traditionally in Shasta County, it's been the district attorney, one assistant, and I want to divide those duties to have two assistant positions. That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay, that's
and they're still going to be and they're still going to be trying cases also.
Yes.
These two.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
The new state budget, proposed state budget, is just horrendous.
Right.
If it goes through with little change, what kind of impact is that going to have on us, on our district attorney's office?
Well, there will be an impact. We don't know exactly what it is, but we rely on help from the state in our grants that we have, as well as they have the vehicle tax that is supposed to go out.
The vehicle licensing fee.
And that fee went to law enforcement, and a significant amount came to us. So if we lose that, certainly that's going to hurt.
We had a question that came in from the chat room that asked a couple things. But first, does the having two assistants, does that mean more money for two assistants? That's just a question that's come in.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure I understand that question. But the both assistants will make the same salary
as they would before. I think that's the question. Is it going to cost more to have two assistants?
Actually, we're going to save money by going to this two assistant position, because we've collapsed the financial administrator in the office, and one of the assistants would take on that responsibility. So there will be a net savings to the county if we go to this system.
Okay, so it's not like they're going to get raises and we're going to
pay
more money.
Getting more personnel. We're just changing a deputy position to an assistant position.
See, another question is, seeing that they're releasing people from the jail, as you know, getting to be, you know, they have to, because we just don't have the room. Is there any thought of putting them on probation, that you could have them doing community service, such as cleaning highway, garbage, all those kind of things that you see, you know, like road crews doing?
Well, I think they do that now.
Do they?
Yeah, there's community service is a sentence a lot in minor misdemeanor type cases. And they also have a work release program, but because of the budget, that hasn't been operating at full capacity for quite a while. It'd be wonderful if we could get that back, but we do have to go to alternatives to incarceration in nonviolent type cases.
One of the things that Sheriff Basenko said yesterday, one of the things that is coming up, or could be, is parolees and coming back here, and people on probation, literally released in the last 3 months of jail time in the bigger jails, to come back down here to Shasta County. Do you see this as a possible problem?
Well, I'm not sure. I know exactly what he's referring to, but generally, people that are paroled or paroled back to the community they came from. And so I don't know if he's talking about a change in that, or we're going to get more than our share, or what.
No, it'd be the same. I mean, nobody from outside the county would not be. But what they're going to do is release them earlier, and that we're to even to incarcerate them, you know, if they're in the last 90 days, I believe is what he was talking about. And he was concerned, again, no funds to follow that, even though they said there would be, and how that could be an impact on us here.
Well, yeah, that'd be a major impact, because we don't have the room for the ones we have now. But to get the last 90 days of prison sentences here in Shasta County would have a tremendous impact.
Okay, we've got to take a quick break here. Our guest is Shasta County District Attorney Steve Carlton. If you've got questions for the District Attorney, give us a call at 605-4567. And I'm trying to get to as many of these questions that are coming through the chat room as I can, but there's dozens of them that are rolling through here. Join us after these messages. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, Carl and Linda Bott. 8:22 in the morning, January 20th. Its phone lines are 605-4567, or chat with us at kcnr1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite, right off of Liberty Street, 1345. Their phone number is 244-1988. They Doug Tooley puts in satellite TV. He puts in dish satellite. He does a great job, guarantees his work. That's 244-1988 B&T Satellite. Our guest today is District Attorney Steve Carlton, and we've got a number of questions. This one's come through a couple of times, Adam Martinez case.
Right.
This was a big, this was a huge topic during the election. Your comments on this, Steve.
Well, it was an issue during the campaign. I indicated that I was going to review the Martinez case when if I was elected, and I'm going to do that, in the process of doing that now, to determine whether I think that we should prosecute that case, and hopefully we'll have a decision in the next 30 days or so.
Okay, so it's under review right now.
Yes.
And I want to make this clear, and I was talking to Steve during the break, is all the time during the run-up in the election, the campaign, you never once said that that case was going to be retried.
No. That would be irresponsible if I said that. I wasn't privy to any of the reports in the case, any of the witness interviews, so I couldn't make that call. I based my comments on reviewing what everybody in the community saw was the video. The video, to me, was and is very disturbing.
Okay. We have a caller on the phone. Britannia, did I pronounce that right?
Yes.
And you have a question for District Attorney Carlton.
Yes. I was wondering if he has plans in keeping the real estate fraud unit together, since they've been doing a lot of work and doing a good job.
Well, the answer is yes. We don't have any intention of eliminating that unit. The only thing that would cause that to happen is if we lost the funding for it. But I don't anticipate that either, so I don't see any changes. I agree with you. They're doing a good job, a very professional job, and that will continue.
All right. Great. Thank you.
Thank you for your phone call. Steve, one of the statements you made last week within the last couple of weeks was that the arrest and the automatic charging of as a felony for meth, you wanted to have your that wasn't going to be an automatic anymore. You wanted your prosecutors to look at it. Did I state that correct?
Yes.
Can you talk to us about that a little bit?
Sure. Methamphetamine, we're talking about possession of methamphetamine, legislation can be prosecuted either as a felony or as a misdemeanor, depending on the circumstances, and that's up to the sound discretion of the district attorney whether to charge it as a felony or a misdemeanor. So, in essence, if you take the position you're going to prosecute them all as felonies, you're violating the law, because the district attorney is obligated by law to exercise his discretion, and the legislature said not all of these are felonies. So we have to exercise our discretion and handle that in a case-by-case basis. And as a practical matter, that's always been done. It's just that prior to January, that obligation to exercise your discretion was passed on from the DA to the court, and the court reduced the cases that should be reduced to misdemeanors on its own, which it has the power to do.
So you're just going to start off with it, if you're prosecutor.
Right. It's our obligation, and we're going to take that obligation and not just file them as felonies so we can look tough on drugs.
Okay. Drugs and meth.
Right.
And how huge a problem do you see that right here in Shasta County?
Well, it's been a problem in Shasta County since the 70s, and it's
Is it a growth industry right here? Is that we're seeing more meth Are we seeing more, you know, more crime associated with this now than in since your last experience?
I don't know the figures on that. There's more meth because we have more people. We have more crimes because of that. But specifically, whether there's an increase in percentage in that area, I can't say that that's the case. But I don't have the stats on that.
Okay, we got a couple of minutes left in this segment here. We talk about the third floor of the jail being
right.
closed. We talk about, and it's common knowledge that we let people in, we take people in, and we turn people loose.
Right.
What keeps them there? What's your criteria as the boss there to say, I don't want these guys turned loose?
Well, number one, I don't make that call. That's a sheriff's call. But you just have to use sound common sense that you only have so many beds, and you want to make sure that the people that are the most dangerous to our community are in those beds. And it's very difficult. And, of course, we've seen cases where people were released because of lack of space and serious problems happen, and that's going to happen when you don't have enough room.
Well, the working relationship the sheriff's department has with the district attorney's office has got to be tight.
Right.
They must be talking all the time about these, I would imagine.
About what's going on.
There's certainly strong
communication with the two offices. When we see somebody that we think they ought to reserve a spot for.
Well, that's kind of what I was looking for. This guy, he should not be out walking around again.
Right, exactly.
Okay. All right, hey, our guest is Shasta County District Attorney Steve Carlton. Just took over on January 3rd. Will be here with us for the rest of this segment.
District Attorney Shasta County, call us with your questions. Carl and Linda Bott here, KCNR 1460.
KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:34 in the morning on January the 20th, 2011. Oh, snuck up on you, huh?
Currently 51 degrees on this beautiful day. We're going to have temperatures today that are going to reach 69. So that forecast says that mostly clear this evening with 43 degrees. This portion of the show is brought to you by Mike's Music. Mike's Music and Sound on Cypress Avenue. If you're looking to get that really killer sound system with people who are going to be able to help you with your PA, guitar lessons, piano lessons, they have rehearsal rooms in the back. Plus, there is a recording studio in the back of Mike's Music, 243-3774 on Cypress Avenue, right behind the Safeway off of Pine and Cypress. That is Mike's Music. Our guest today, Steve Carlton, our brand new district attorney. And, boy, I'll tell you what, the chat rooms have been going left and right, but we have some questions outlined here.
Okay, new marshal in town. And you walk in, you've got till sundown to get out of town, you hear a lot of it. But in general, your staff, when you walked in and you inherited a staff from your predecessor.
Right. I'm very pleased with the staff. I think it's an outstanding professional staff. The attorneys are not only good attorneys, but as far as I can see, they're all good human beings, which is very important to me. The investigative staff is outstanding, and I haven't met a lot of the clerical yet, but I know that they're working hard. And that they're very good. The reports that I have on them, so I'm very excited about the staff.
Now, you're the Family Justice Center. Is that under your cognizance also, or is it working with you at all?
Well, I would say that it's at this point it's working with us and. The exact place where they are is in a state of flux right now as to whether they're under us or not.
Okay. But it's still there.
It's there.
Yeah, we've had them on. Steve, you know, one of the things that you talked about during the campaign was the prosecutions and the winning of cases.
Mm-hmm.
And you said it could be done. You said it could be raised. And that we had a low
right.
win rate, I guess you could say,
yeah.
or success rate.
Right.
I guess that's the right word to use.
Yeah.
And that you could raise that up, what are you looking at to be able to do that? You said you've got a pretty good staff. And,
right.
And this, what can you do to push that up so that we don't have 40% of the people we try, it should be spam dunk cases, walk away?
Well, training. Giving them more time to prepare their cases and trying better cases, screening cases more. It's hard to get a conviction in a case. You have to prove your case beyond a reasonable doubt, and that's hard. And we have to do a better job of recognizing the cases that we can win also answering the question whether we should prosecute that question. There are really three questions you ask in determining whether you're going to try a case. And number one, do you think that person is guilty? Number two, can you prove it? Number three, should you? And they all go into the mix. The should you is the discretion factor.
Yeah, explain that one.
Well, not all cases do you prosecute. You have to... You exercise your discretion in prosecuting cases. That's really what the district attorney is all about, is exercising discretion. And it's the person that does that the best who is the best district attorney. People during the campaign said, I'm soft on crime and I'm soft. Well, the hardest thing to do is to make the decision not to prosecute a case when you think in the interest of justice it shouldn't be prosecuted. It's easy to say, well, we're going to take that to trial. That's an easy call. You know, I'd get my grandson down here if that's all you had to do. The hard ones are the ones where you make decisions not to prosecute. And I think that I have the ability to do that, and I have the ability to instill that in my staff.
Do you ever have you ever had a case that it's obviously it was done? I mean, you could prove it, but you chose not to, and you don't have to be specific, but you chose not to try it because...
Sure.
For what reasons?
Well, that you don't think that... the person should be guilty. Convicted of the crime. We deal with a lot of 18, 19 year old kids, and we don't want to make these people felons if we don't have to, because if you have a felony on your record, that's going to follow you the rest of your life. So you want to be careful and make sure that person should have a felony, and not just because you can give them a felony.
That's a good answer.
One of the questions out of the chat room is, how does the public know what cases you will not prosecute?
Will they ever know? I mean, if there's
well,
a case
I mean,
up,
anything that's against the law might be prosecuted. It's my obligation. I can't just say I'm not going to prosecute petty thefts or... in writing checks without funds. I can't make that decision. I can use my discretion and do it on a case-by-case basis. But if I made the decision that petty theft is not against the law in Shasta County, that's rewriting the statute, the state statute, and I don't have that authority.
We wouldn't. Yeah, sometimes you see certain laws in the state, I'm not talking specifically Shasta County, but other places in the state and other parts of this country, you wonder if somehow the laws have been rewritten. But, hey, we've got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Welcome to Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott, 8:43 in the morning, January the 20th. Phone lines here, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Great place to get a haircut. They don't style hair. They do haircuts. They give a break to veterans. You go in there, and they will take some money off that just because they support our veterans community. DC and Tim and a man in black. Man's last stronghold. There's not going to be hair gel there. So this is a barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Many of our local gendarme and military and retired go there to get their locks shorn. Our guest today, Shasta County District Attorney Steve Carlton. Good morning, Steve.
Morning.
So many questions, so little time. One of the things that we were talking about was, do you have any large concerns, anything that you're thinking that on the horizon that could bump us?
Well, I can't say specifically. You're talking about as far as criminal...
Well, no, I just... Is that, and as we kind of talked about, was, your staff is always on... I mean, you always have to be looking forward, saying, this could be something we need to take a look at. And,
right.
And I think you indicated you're pretty pleasantly surprised about how everything was going, and that...
I think the office is good. I'm very enthusiastic about it.
And that the... But there's, unless it's a financial thing that comes down from the state, we don't know about that.
Right.
Everything is you expect to be continue to run smoothly, then. As smooth as
yes,
possible.
I can't say we're not going to, have some positions cut. We have to be careful with the budget, maybe not fill positions a little bit. We obviously have to be smart about it, but I think that... I think we're going to be all right, budget-wise.
That's good. Considering how many other things are getting touched by the budget and so many people are getting hit on this thing and all the cuts that they're talking about. Usually when that happens, then, crime sometimes follows an uptick on that. We're talking about, and here are other questions coming through, illegals that are arrested in Shasta County. The sheriff, once they're arrested, calls ICE or Homeland Security or whoever they're calling, the Border Patrol. Do you have any comments on that? I mean, do you think we have an illegal alien problem here in Shasta County?
Well,
that you've seen
so far? We have certainly illegals in here, but I don't think it's any more of a problem than it's been the last 20 years. I don't see that as an issue really in Shasta County, I guess I should say.
The gangs.
Do you see that as a
problem on the horizon? I know that during the summer, all of a sudden there was three or four incidents that related to gangs, and that there's a number of people that say that gang activity is starting to pick up again.
Well, that is probably true. Gangs are something you always have to be on the guard for, but I think the law enforcement in Shasta County has done a very good job in that. We have been affected very minimally over the years in that area, but it's something that they watch and monitor and... very closely, so it's an issue everywhere. But
it doesn't seem like it seems like we heard that one spate there for like a month. We had three incidents, and then nothing since then. And in fact, I think the chief told me that several of them had been arrested, and some of them already incarcerated for it. But we keep seeing other things that this is a crossroads for drugs. This is, that the gangs want to handle, but so far they haven't hit the horizon. They haven't hit some place where you say, hey, this is something we're going to really need to take a look at.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
No, I won't back down.
You can stand. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It is 8:51 in the morning. It's January the 20th, 2011. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It's our last segment, and it is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley have a wonderful emporium there, the finest walk-in humidor, every type of tobacco accessory that you could think of, plus Espresso Joe's, where you get that cup of coffee that you want. And then they have a meeting room. They open to the public. It has Wi-Fi. It's got TV. If you've got a group that wants to meet and you want a place, it's there. Just talk to them. Joe and Shelley, great Americans. They support our community. Our guest is District Attorney Steve Carlton.
Steve, we were talking at the break, and I wanted to ask you, do you have a pet project?
Well, I don't have a pet project, but one of the reasons why I ran for district attorney it was because I wanted to really change the attitude of that office. And it's an attitude that you see everywhere in this day and age where district attorneys have been treating the defense bar like they're the enemy. And as one attorney said to me, who resides not even in Shasta County, he says, DAs are just mean-spirited these days. And that really kind of summed it up. And I want to change that attitude. We can do our job, be tough on crime, but we can still be courteous to people, be courteous to judges, our opponents, and citizenry of Shasta County. And I was born and raised in Shasta County, and it was 10,000 people lived in Redding when I was growing up, and I still think of Shasta County as a small county, and I know it's bigger now, but to me, we can still treat people the way we used to treat them and still get the job done, and that's what I'm striving for. I was known as a very tough prosecutor when I was in the courtroom. When the bell rang, I was kind of a jerk, but when the music stopped, I was friends with my opponent. But and that's the way it should be, and we should treat citizens and witnesses, victims, all with the
common courtesy.
With courtesy, correct. And I really believe that have always operated my life by treating people the way I want them to treat me. I really follow that rule, and I want the Shasta County District Attorney's Office to be that way.
Well, the defense and the prosecution are always going to be an adversarial,
right?
And what you're saying, you're explaining what you're saying here is what we've seen in society also, Steve, in my opinion, that it used to be politicians could argue vehemently,
right.
And
right.
Then at the end of the day, step across the aisle, shake hands, go out and have
a cocktail
or go out and have dinner or
right.
Something
yeah.
like this, and they were not castigated.
Right.
They were not, they were not called names. And has our society come to the point where once you can't take off your armor when the day is over?
I don't think that we should, and we don't have to, and I think we should go out and have a beer with our opponent. I remember as a kid, my dad was an attorney, and I saw him fighting like heck in court. I was probably 8 or 9 with an attorney, and at the end of the session, which was around noon, he said to the opponent, let's go out for lunch. And when we were walking out, I said to him, I said, Dad, I thought you hated that guy, But that's the way it is. You fight like heck when the bell rings, and then you don't have to treat them bad when it doesn't. We're all just doing our jobs.
And I know that can be tough sometimes, too.
Right.
Well,
to,
you know, I think that's across the board. If, you know, I think the leaders of our community could take heed. We need to think of how to be respectful and quit mud flinging. You know, like you said, there's a time and a place. I suppose, you know, when you think about some of the vile things that people, you know, respond to in the blogs and other things that are just, you know, people spitting on the street and just things that are just disrespectful. So, I mean, I suppose if we leave anything today, it would be the fact that, you know, we can be civil and we can agree to disagree, which we like to do here on the station. It's all mindsets, all how do you feel, because we're neighbors and we share this community. And we're so glad to have you on today, Steve.
Thank you.
Our new district attorney, Steve Carlton.
Well, you know, and the thing about it is the bottom line is to keep Shasta County safe.
Right.
That's the bottom line.
Right.
And, you know, the sheriff's department, the police, the highway patrol, and especially the district attorney's office, you know, you all have got a huge job. And your job is to protect us, protect the citizens here. And being, you know, having a cooperative type of atmosphere, if that works, then I'm all over that. But, you know, still the bottom line is to get those bad guys off. You calling Tom DeSingle saying, well, this guy probably should not be on the street tonight. You know, those kind of things. I'd love to hear that. I'd love to hear that you all talk and do that, you and your crew there.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, that it's just tight that, you know, there's some guys, there are some people that are evil and should not be on the streets.
Right, there's no question. We have a job to do, but we can do it in a more civil manner than I think it's been done.
That's great. Well, I'm glad to hear that. And thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Mr. District Attorney.
And thank you for all your chatters. And we are going to be coming back tomorrow morning.
In fact, tomorrow we have the Family Justice Center who is going to be on to be talking about what they're doing and what they, their latest in there. You know, we always welcome, and Mr. District Attorney, you're always welcome here on the show. And if there's something that you think needs to get out, just give us a call, and we're more than happy to do that. We support our law and order here, and it's too important not to have the top teams working.
Right.
So thanks a lot. Okay. Coming on, Steve. Okay, like I said, tomorrow we're going to have the Family Justice Center on. And what are they doing? They also are helping to protect those people that are at the ends of their ropes, and it's a one-stop place to do that. And just remember, KCNR Radio, the home of Free Fire Media, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.